Yeah, so at the Mishnah Brura, this would be Ksas Heter. That when you take the bones out of the cholent, you make sure that with the bones, you have some cholent on the bones. So Kumla says the bones is not Mavur, is not separated by itself. With the bones, you still have the cholent, so there wouldn't be an Issa Brura. Well, then if you want to cut off the cantaloupe, you want to get the seeds out of the cantaloupe. So the answer would be is to cut off a little piece of the cantaloupe with it. So since there's a piece of cantaloupe with the seeds, it's not considered taking away the psalus by itself, but yasam oichel attached to the psalus. That's what's mashma from the Mishnah Brura. The Chazanish is more machmer on this point, and he said there's no heter. Kol zman you're taking away the psalus from the oichel, there's no heter to make burr. I, the case of the fly, he learns a little bit different by the fly. But the mice, I think the velt is more maker like the Mishnah Brura. There's also another punkt about burr. The shalom, if you want to eat watermelon, where you have taken out the pits. So the Chura taken out the pits from the watermelon, that should be a shalom burr, which is mashma from the Mishnah Brura, the Biralacha, that's taka osa. The Chazanish in this punkt wants to be maker. He wants a taina that burr is only, much like we say, you have the cucumbers and the tomatoes in front of you. Now, you have to take each one separately. You could either take the cucumbers out, or else you take the tomatoes out. So, there it's only mutter to take the oichel and not to take the psalus. But let's say in a case like a watermelon or even a pulka, you have a piece of chicken on the bone. You have to hold both of them before you pull one off the other. Like it's one piece right now. You have a piece of watermelon. Or you have a piece of chicken here with the bone, the pulka. So now you hold on your right hand, you have the chicken, and the left hand, you have the pulka. So he learns it's not convenient whether you're going to pull your left hand and take the bone out, or whether you're going to pull the right hand and pull the chicken out. It's since they're both in your hand together, that's called derech achilo, it's mutter. He said, what then, in order to get the pit out of the watermelon, you have to hold the watermelon in your hand, and in one hand you're holding the watermelon, and in one hand you're holding the pit. So he learns it wouldn't be enough to mean that whichever one you pull, whether you pull the watermelon away from the pit or put the pit away from the watermelon, they're both called derech achila. The ik is the burr of taking the psalus is where you're only taking the psalus by itself. Like we say, you had the salad in front of you, and something, a pit fell in there. If you want to pick out the pit, that will be also to do that type of a burr.
Yeah, okay, so let's go weiter. We have teuchen. Next Moloch, and the Mishnah talks about teuchen grinding. Omer Rav Papa. Hi man, the porim silka. If you have this beet that your cup slices it up into small pieces, is chay mishum teichin. It's a chiddush. Teichin doesn't mean you have to mamish put it through the grinder and grind it up. Now cutting it up into small pieces, that's also called teichin. In honor of Menashe, hi man, the solar silta. You take pieces of wood and also cut it up into small pieces. It's chay mishum teichin. The same you say, you don't have to dafka grind it. Now cutting them up into small pieces, that's also nisa teichin. In Amr of Ashi, he kapad al mishchosu, when you're cutting up these small pieces of wood, your makpiv dafka to like 1 or 2 inches long, you want dafka exact length, the shear is chayim mishum mechatech. Then every time you cut it, there's an issa mishum mechatech of cutting. Let's see Rashi. Deporim silka, b'mem gasinen, v'lei b'samch, ki deforish b'yavaretiv, my keeper, pirma. What does that mean? Mechatech hadak. You cut them up, slice them up into small pieces. That's a nisa teichin. The solar sota rashi ate some dakam laverish. You want to cut up small wood into small pieces to make a fire with it? That's also nisa teichin. The kopad amishchosa lechoitchem b'mida. You mark with dafka to cut it up to the right size, the exact size. That's a nisa mechatech rashi or mekatsa b'mida. We had before Mishnah at least mechatech by or by skin. If you cut the skin down to the right size, that's a nisa of mechatech. So the chur what comes out from here is that it's also to cut up vegetables on Shabbos into small pieces. To cut cucumbers very thin. Now, hadak here doesn't mean mamish thin like you can't see it. It means small pieces, even though it's edible that way, but small pieces. So chur to shayla, people are more make the eggs and onions on Shabbos in the morning. They slice up the onion into very small pieces. They try and chop up the eggs. So on the eggs, you could say there's only a treichin ele b'gdula karka. It's only on gdula karka, something that grows. But what's the heter to chop up the onions very, very small? Look, this Gemara, the Chura said, there's an issa d'oraisa of treichin. So some Rishonim learn, and there were more paschim like that, that there's a heter if you do it miyad for the sudah, the sorach achila. It's just like by burr before we said, if you take the oichel out of the psilis, it's mut if you're doing it l'alta, teed it right away. It's called derech achila b'karach. Who are then teichin also grinding? If you're cutting up these onions, you're cutting up the vegetables, and manas did it right away, then there's no iser of teichin if you do it right away. So that would be the heter Shabbos morning, at least if you do it before the Suda. Right, if you do it early in the morning, al manas tid, a few hours later, there'll be no heta. But if you do it an hour before the suda, when you're preparing for the suda, if you're chopping up the onions, al manas tid by the next suda, that will be mutte, because the teichin is mutte if you do a tzarech achila right now. And this achila huadim b'bara doesn't mean you have to eat it. It could be due to somebody else. Abi, it's going to be eaten right away. That's called derech achila. Mashenkin, if you're not going to eat it right away, you're going to do it now for shalosh shudis. That an is of teichin, cutting up, slicing up vegetables or anything that grows into very small pieces. Here's a more baita. The halash v'yoifa. There's a melacha. Another melacha is lash of kneading. We'll learn baita more about lash v'yoifa and baking. So the more amara popa shofik tana di dan bishul samamonim. Our Tana, the Mishnah, left out the word Bishul. Like, really, the Melocha that was in the Mishkan was Bishul. Used to cook in the Mishkan. They cooked up these Samamonim, the dyeing, the grass that they used to dye with. They used to cook it in water to get the dye the water. And then they would dye the material with it. So there was Bishul in the Mishkan. So the heavy be Mishkan. V'noka d'oife, chorosile kasha, and the Tana, the Mishnah, can be put in the Melocha of oife baking. They didn't bake anything with Tzarech the Mishkan. They bake the tzarech the menachas maybe, but not the tzarech the binyan of the mishkan. So why doesn't the Tana say bishul? Why does the Tana say oifer? That there it is, Tana didan, our Tana, our Mishnah, sidur the past nokat. He's going to explain the seder, that the melach is the seder how you make bread. Like that's an easy way maybe to understand it, like a simin. So to remember, the melach is he puts in the seder of how you go to make bread. That you lash, you knead first, then you oifer, then you bake it. That's why it says baking. But really the melacha is bishul, and bishul and oif is the same thing. Such Rashi. V'noket oife deloy shayach v'mleches ha-mishkon chal. For the building of the mishkon, there was no type of baking. The teretis adur with the pas. Shehizcho boy noket. It wants to say the beginning of making pas. That's where we start off already. Like it says, Zoyrer, Boyrer, Marakit, these are all melachos you do on the wheat, until finally you get to bake the wheat. Shishcha bonakit boifa bemakim bishul samonim, who would have a bishul the pass. So the Gemara, Omeravacho baravaviro, Haiman dishodo sichto liatuna. If somebody throws a peg, like a metal peg, into the oven, like to bake it on Shabbos, it's chayim shumavashel. There's an issue of bishul, you're cooking up the peg, the metal peg, yichayiv. But the more pshita, avada, you're cooking it, why ain't yichayiv? Mal de teimel ishru and monaka mechavin. What do you mean you're cooking up metal? You don't make metal soft. The cooking, the heating up the metal only makes it stronger, makes it harder. Lishru and monaka mechavin. It's called like you're hardening the kli, so that wouldn't be called a bishul at all. Kamash malon de mirpa rofi. No, the way you harden it really is first you make the kli a little bit soft. You get the water to go out of the metal. For all that comet, then it becomes hard again. For about in between, you're making a little bishul, that's the chidish yechayah for this bishul. So trashi the shoda sichta, sheishlich yeset lach al wet, yeset a wet peg letaner into the oven, cham liyavsho sheiskasha. You put it into a hot oven, they should dry up and become strong. The shrura lechazik v'enkam bishul. I would think yikakav one was only to be mechazik the kli. There's no bishul. There's no the merapi rofe. They choy maor from the heat. First it gets a little bit soft. V'amayim shebetoicha yitzinf, and the water inside it goes out. Liyachas shiyotzu meimav, after the water goes out, komet miskashem. V'chirofa bereisha heavy bishulay. V'chirofa bereisha, when it gets soft at the beginning, heavy bishulay. Sasachidish is also called bishul. So Toi speaks out, even on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mashmataka, the Kavona, when you cook up metal, is to make it hard. That's your Kavona. But there it says, that's your Kavona. It's not called you have Kavona to do bishul. But there's a shalom from bishul akum, that if a guy has Kavona to put on the oven, put a piece of metal inside, there's no way to bishul akum, some other food is there, Nagav is cooking the food. Because the kavanah of the goy is not to cook, the kavanah of the goy is to make the metal hard. That's about the kavanah is lechazik the kli. But here the Gemara on Shabbos is saying, but a mitzvah, if you do it on Shabbos, you chayiv mishum avashal, because the mitzvah is you're doing a ma'aseh bishul. That's one chish. So the Gemara writes, Omar Rabba ba Rav Huna, Haiman the arsech kufro whoever heats up tar, on Shabbos is chayim mishum avashel. There's no nisah bishul. For the more baita pshita, why not? You're cooking up tar. Why shouldn't there be a nisah on kufra? Mal de tema. What do you mean you're heating up tar? Hey, tar is something that's hard now. If you heat it up, it gets soft, but as soon as it cools off, automatically it comes back to hard again. So, hey, Maloy, maybe that's not called bishul. Bishul means that it's nicker in the chet, so you did some bishul to it. You cook food. It's nicker after it was cooked, that it was cooked. Whether it becomes soft, whether it becomes hard, a hard egg, or this, anything you cook up, after it's cooked, it's nicker, it was cooked. But here after it's cooked up, it comes cooled off, and it gets hard again, is a maloi, kamash mulon. The about b'shaita, there was a bishul, yichayi for that. Shrashi diyasa kufra, shiyutach zephis, toadu akusha, yichoyzo meskasha, comes hard again. So, chur, davisu shver, luchur, you learned that chilish before, by metal also before, the peg, when the peg gets soft, but avada right after, it gets hard again, so it's also not nika the bishul. So, davisu shver, when you know the chilish for, chur, that was a chilish in the case before. Not sure. Somebody goes to make a barrel, a chavita, or Rashi says chavita means shacheres, an earthly, made out of clay, is chayim mishum sheva chatois. There are seven isurim involved in making a chavita, making a barrel. So it's Rashi, eshtem dis teuchen haragovim. You have to grind up the mud like, v'shoich kon hadak, to make it very small. Heavy teuchen. That's nisa teuchen, you're grinding up the dirt. That's called teuchen. You have to make burr, pull out the bad, big rocks. That's called burr. Hareshtayim. O makidim benafa, then you sift it. That's the third one. O megavol hatit, then you do like lash. You have to mix the clay with the water. Dino lash, that's four. O memarach hatit, then you have to smoothen it out. Kishoy sagon, when you make the form. Shiyehei chola kare mamachik, that's the fifth malacha mamachik. Or mavriyasor, then you have to make the fire. That's the sixth v'chivshon. Or mitzarfa b'teuchin arei mevashel. Yeah. Say you have seven. There's mavri making the fire, and then there's mevashel. As Rashi chiyuba dechoyfer ayluchur you dig to get the clay. So why isn't there mister chafira here? As Rashi leka then it's orachel lafora. Even though you're making a hole, it's like we had before. You make a hole, but you don't want the hole. The iki you want is just the offer. There's no ister on the charisha. Therefore, you chayiv only for seven chatois. So the Gemara tanur, if you will have das to make a tanur, to make an earthly oven, then chayiv mishum shmoyne chatois. There's an eighth one. So Rashi's mazb, when you take it out of the oven, you have to smear something on it to make a makar patish. That'll be the eighth malacha. Rashi tana chayiv shmoyne liachos atzofa bekivshon hu tachalov tefeli. You put another some tefelas more cement on top of it. She'av, it should be very thick. The v'chayim miskayim. Who gemar malach? That's the gemar malach. The only come on. Come either the heavy gemar malach. Chayim mishumak lapatish. Halagavu chovis lekem mishumak lapatish. The meal nigmar malach to betana. By chovis, you stand put it into the oven and it comes out. Bait. That's a finished chovis. That's a finished barrel. Mashenk in the tana, you have to smear some stuff on top of it after it comes out. That's a malach of makam lapatish. That's how you have it. So the gemara. Rabbiya Haiman the oven chalso. If you're going to make a beehive a kiveris. Made out of reeds, out of kanons of Rashi, is chayiv achas asara. Yichatois. You give chayiv 11 chatois, 11 malachas you're doing. The chayit lepume, if you want to sew up the opening of it, to make like a rim there, is chayiv shalosh asara chatois. You have another two malachas involved, you have 13 altogether. So Rashi chalsa, what is this? Kiverish or kanim. A beehive made out of reeds. Chayiv yud aleph. What is it? Zoymer akanim. When you're pulling off the kanim, the reeds, the bed reeds you pull off, that's an issa zoymer. V'hu tzarech lehem. And you also need the reed now. It's chayim mishum kreitzim mishum noteya. Yechayim mishum you are noteya. You're making the other ones grow better. And yechayim mishum kreitzim pulling off the reed. Also from yachad, after you pull off a lot of reeds, they all fell down. You want to gather them together now. B'makim gidulay. Hareza maimer. That's an issa maimer. Then biru yofes. Hareza bur. Hechlikon, you have to smooth it out, to raise them a machik. Or some dakis, a miyachas shtayim, a sholosh, a raise a teichen. You have to make them the small pieces, like we had before, small pieces of reeds, of wood, that's nisa teichen. Chodchem, b'midi, then you mark, but they have the exact size. A raise them a chatech. Hesich, ha shesi, a raise them a mesich. You put the shesi, the long ways in, that's mesich. Or regachas, the mamala, v'yachas, lamata, the lamidu, a raise a shtay botanirin. Then you make them like the two loops that the reeds go through. Or then you make the emes the weaving, harez oirik. Chotach liachar rigos. After you finish weaving it, you have to cut off the top pieces. They lashvois and raise a maklapatish. I mean, like amon. Haman the shakal akufa. That's maklapatish. That's the yud aleph. Vayte vichait lepunei. Lasas lo sofa hoisav kan toifev the kosher. If you sorach likshur, you have to tie it up. Liachar atur. After you sew it up. So therefore, you have another two. You have tefir is sewing, then you have to tie it down. So Rashi now extam all these cases. Mishum boinu lekuch yuva. Why isn't this a binyan? All these three cases, you're making kalim. Rashi loy bechoz loy betana loy bekideris. They in binyan be kalim. That's Rashi shita. Even though you make the whole kli from beginning to end, there's no yes a binyan by kalim with the raisa. You then binyan be kalim. This is Rashi Shita. Tais like the things that can Rashi Tais learns ain't binyan. Kalim means just to put pieces back together again. But when you make the whole clear from Metchila Biatsoev, that Tais is passing the Yesh binyan Bekalim. A core point of Rashi Shita is that Midiraisa there's no Yesh binyan Bekalim, only if you're building something Mechubla Karka. That's an Yesh Midiraisa. So Mele here, that's Rashi's Cheshbin. Now you have either the 7 Chatoyis, the 8 Chatoyis, the 11, or the 13 Chatoyis. Yeah, a little more weiter. Hagoizis es hatzemer viham lavnoi. Hagoizis is you shear off the wool off the sheep. Viham lavnoi, then you wash it out. That's nisa from a lavn. So demoro omar rabba bar chona. Omar rab yechinen. Ha tov oitzemer. Shagabe behemer b'shabes. If you spin the wool off the animal itself. I mean, you do the spinning when the wool is still attached to the sheep. On Shabbos is chayib shalosh chatois. In this case, Shechayev, three different chatoyis, there are three different obas malachas. Achas mishum goizis, the mitzvah is after you spin it, you have to pull off the hair of the wool, that's an issa goizis. Viachas mishum anafitz, right there afterwards, when it's pulled off, you have to comb it. It's being combed when it's on the behema. Viachas mishum tovi, and the mitzvah is you're spinning it to respond, spinning the wool when it's on attached to the animal. So you have these three malachas. We have kind of ramen in. Ein derech ziza bekach, vi ein derech manafitz bekach, vi ein derech tova bekach. It's not a derech to do these things when it's still attached to the animal. A derech goizes means you cut off first all the wool. Not that while you're being tova, while you're spinning it, it's coming off. So about a derech, it's kalacha yad. There's no issim with the rice, it's only issim with the rabbon. For the Gemara, is it true that there's not an issim with the rice, it's not a derech bekach? The loy v'otanya, the rice learned v'otanya mishmeid rem nechemya. Shota the izim v'tovu v'izim. What does that mean? That's from Shan, the posik is, Alma tovu agabe behema. Shema tovu, that they used to spin the wool when it was still attached to the animal. So you see, it's a lotion from tovu v'izim. They did it when it was still attached to the izim. The Rashi says, Shota v'izim v'tovu v'izim. Kro kadorish, he's asking the posik. Tovu yes the izim, be'gufon shel izim mashma. It's mashma when the izim by the goats, the hair was still attached to the goats, they spun it. So you see it's a derech pekach, and for the Gemara, chochma yaseir shani, there's a chochma yaseir, it's a drashi kedesiv, v'chol isha chachmas leif, it's a special chochma to do these things. Well, the head, the normal person ain't darker pekach, v'avi kalach ayad. For a normal person, it's not a derech pekach, it's a blind kalach ayad. Gemara tona rabbonin, ha'atel ishes ha'knaf, somebody pulls off the knaf, that's the wing of an animal. Strashi atelish as a knaf, that means noitz gedela min knaf, if the big wing, the big feather from the wing of the animal, from the wing of the bird. Hatelish as a knaf, ve hakoimtoi. Strashi means lachash atolsha, if you cut off the, pull off the wing, choytech roshe, you cut off the head of it, shudak, it's very thin, v'rodla niach pekav ksos. You like cut off the feathers of it, the thin feathers of it. The akemtoi. Then we have mortar, the drashlit tzad novli, the other side of the wing, the side of its tail. Shukoshe, it's very hard. Murit sarri, like pull off the hair of it. Mekan al mekan. Omashle chakone, v'noisen haseye v'kavuksos. You use the hair also to put onto the pillow. So the Gemara is chayiv shalosh chatois. These are three different ovos melochas. Yechayiv three chatois. What are these? By cutting off the wing, Yechayim Mishum Goizis. Koimeit is Chayim Mishum Mechatech. When you're cutting off the feathers, that's Nisa Mechatech, cutting it down to size. Memarit, when you're pulling out the hair, here's chayim mishum amachit. You're smoothing it out, that's nesma machit. Trashim mishum mechateich, te kopid la lachteich ad mokim shiroi. You mark with the cut only the thin part, the soft part of the feather. What's roy to be used for feather? Vegan min hakona, oireg koivim, vioisim koivim mechanfei oiv shabaloisim. You smooth it down. Here also, pulling out the hair to smooth it down. That's an issue, Meshuma Machik. Fight HaKoyshe V'yamater. If you tie and you untie, that's also two different Ovas Melochis. So at Gemara, Kshiru B'Mishkan Hechehevi, where they tie something down, they're making the Mishkan. There was no tying the Kura, they only used the Mishkan, the Kroshim. He's used to put up the tents on the bottom, used to tie it down with a string, the tents, so he used to tie it down. So the Maranayin, who Kaisha Manas Latiru? When they tied down the Mishkan, it wasn't Amanas to stay there, it wasn't Amanas, Kesha Manas Lakaimai. Whenever they used to travel on to move out, they would untie it. So who was that a Kesha Shakuyama? There wouldn't be an Isidir Isim. So we want to know where's the Melechas Kaisha that they had in the Mishkan. And the Gemara, Ela Omar Abayish, Kein Orge Yuriya Shenifsako, Lehen Neymo, Koshrinoisa. When they were making the Urias, when they were making the curtains, or the oil, the top for the Mishkan, when their strings would rip in between, they would tie it together. And that tying was a Kesha Shokayam. Shokayam. Omar Le Rova, Tarat Kosha. It gave an answer where you have Kosha making a knot. That's called the Kesha Shokayama. Where did they untie a knot? These knots, they tied it, stood that way the whole time. Where do you have a case for Mishkan that they untied a knot? If you want to tell me, the Misra Milay Trey, yes, it should be Kitri. Bahadi Hadodi, and all you have two knots, one next to another. It doesn't look nice to have two knots next to another, it's like sticks out. Is Shari Chad, one knot you untie, the Kota Chad, and the other knot you leave. So that's how you can have a case where you untie a knot. And you leave it that way untied. So the Gemara name, it doesn't look nice. Hashtal of name Melech Bosav Adon. A nice and kind, in front of a regular king, you would not do like this, it doesn't look nice. The name Melech Malachel Nochel Kadosh Baruch Hu Oisin. He's by the Mishkan, we're doing it for the Beis Hashem, for the Shekhinah, where we make such Urias that don't look nice. That if you had a knot there and you untied a knot and leave it untied, it doesn't look nice. Hello, my Rav, the Teretziv, Gitem Rabbi Loi, Shekhin Sodi Chalozin Koshin Umatirin. The one used to capture this fish, the chalozin, that from its blood was blue. They used to make the tchelis, used to dye the material with it. They used to capture the fish, and it's better to have the fish alive. So they used to capture with a net. So the net, sometimes they would tie it down, and sometimes they would untie it. So that's where you have a case of a matter. In Echlam, you have the case of kosher here also. But kosher, we said before, by the ureas, they also made nemes akshira. Just the ikikash was really have matter, you untie the nuts. There it says by this net, sometimes they have to untie it. It's too tied up. They have to make it loose. They untie it. Shrashib Yisaydus Aholim Noyatzim Yisaydus Bekark. Used to put pegs in the kark. Yisaydus Yisaydus Mishkan. The Koshin Arias Ben Bemesroyim. Used to tie down the curtains with a string. Koshin Manas Latirum. The Viagabna Patrin Lelekamon. The Tnan. Kol Kesha Shaina Shakuyam En Chayofim Alov. Yoni Chayiv An Shabbos. If you make a Kesha Shakuyam, it's to stay loyalim. But not if it's untie it soon. Badi Adodi, Shnei Chutin Zer to Zer. You have two knots. Nishori Chad, Liachar Rigos, and after you wove it, Maturech, a young toy one, Mephnesha Bolton, Venirin. It sticks out and sees it. Vekotacha, claim of Aniach, Kamashu. Vedimara Hashtay, Nursing, Geshematir, Nira, Nekabi Rios, Shechutel, Hayak Fulim. The Chutin were doubled over. So if you have a knot, the untied, it's Nikur now, it was not tied in that. It doesn't look nice. That's the Norse Territz and Echlami, you have it, the case Sodi Chalos, and I said, let's say, Chalos, to make the blue one. But Dome, who came in, Dark Cotton, where the Akhata Shiv Mishonah, once in 6-7 years it came up. Weiter, we are Teufel, State Fierce. The Mishnah says, another Moloch is sewing, if you sew two stitches, you chayiv, for at the Gemara, I have a holy Kaima, two stitches by itself, one stay. So what's the Moloch? It's not a Kayama, it's one stay. Om Rabba Baba Chon, Om Rabbi Yechon, Abu Shekoshron. And Echlam, when you make two stitches, Yoni Chayiv, if you tie down both ends of the string, so then it'll stay in place, and the two stitches will hold the material together. But if you don't tie down, make two knots at two ends, in Echlam, it's not called the Kesher, it's not called the Tefiri Yibipotim.
Rashi shekoshrin means shekosha shnei rosh echut. So that's the claw. You have to tie down both sides of the chut. That makes it for a tkifam, that which tkif with the two stitches, you'd be chayiv.